Small Biz Central.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is a master on the subject of leadership. Kevin Cashman is a senior partner at Los Angeles-based Korn Ferry International. They're a premier global provider of leadership and talent consulting services. Mr. Cashman is also the author of Leadership from the Inside Out, released recently in its second edition in September of 2008. Joining us on the line from Minneapolis is Kevin Cashman. He's the author of Leadership from the Inside Out. Kevin, welcome to the Small Biz Brain.
Well, thank you so much, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
Take us, if you would, on a brief walk through your career and the events that led to your interest and fascination around leadership.
Well, my background was originally in psychology and studying human behavior, and then over time I moved that into performance connections and actually coached members of the U.S. Olympic team and also professional athletes to help them connect mental states to performance. And then from that got into leadership development, where I blended human performance background along with my psychology background. And then before coaching was even a profession, I was coaching leaders of organizations, really helping them understand who they were and how they could enhance their impact. And from that, it moved to working with senior teams and then working with whole organizations. So our organization now is really about having a transformative impact on leaders, teams, and organizations. And now we're part of Korn Ferry International with 80 offices in the 40 different countries.
Is leadership an art or a science?
Well, it's both, and that's the intriguing thing about it. It's an art in that it constantly needs to be adapted. The individual needs to grow and find their way to be a leader and constantly adapt to the changing nature of the market. So it has that artistic, constant flexibility to it. But fortunately, it's also a science in that we can isolate, after looking at a big enough number of leaders, what are the trends that run through effective leadership and really denote a world-class leader. So we're able to isolate things and research them, but we're also able to help each individual find their way. So that's both the art and science of leadership.
In your view, what has the traditional concept of leadership missed?
Well, in the past, you know, leadership has been more about a role and position, and leadership is seen to be mainly a hierarchical process. There's leaders and followers, and leaders are at the top, and followers are underneath. And certainly that hierarchical model still fits in organizations, actually still exists in certain parts of nature as well. But there's something deeper than just a hierarchical definition of leadership. There are competencies that run through all levels of leadership. Whether we're leading ourselves through our life, or whether we're leading an organization or leading our family or leading in our community, there are core aspects of leadership that hold up throughout all levels of leadership. And we have redefined leadership as a result as authentic influence that creates value. Because whether we're the CEO or whether we're somebody in the beginning of our career, our challenge is how do we bring forth all of who we are to really make a difference?
Your discussion includes, among other things, the need to, as a leader, work on managing one's own internal matters as much as on what's on the outside, the external matters. Describe the interplay of the internal and external and how you see that dance working in the real world.
Well, we talk about in terms of leadership is, obviously, we're saying it's from the inside out, but the truth is it's also from the outside in. And in that, we need to bring forward what are our strengths and gifts and values and so on from the inside and access that sense of purpose and meaning and contribution and what we have from within ourselves. But we also have to be aware of, you know, how can we be influenced from the outside? What's the learning? What's the marketplace dynamics? What's the information that other people have about us that maybe we don't know? So it's that interplay of the inside and the outside where leadership gets really interesting. And this is very consistent with the research that's been done on emotional intelligence, because people that are more highly emotionally intelligent have a high awareness of themselves from within, but they also have a keen awareness of others on the outside. And emotional intelligence is about navigating the dynamic between understanding ourselves and being authentic to that, but also understanding others and being authentic in that relationship. And leaders that can navigate those two realities will tend to have more impact and more sustainability in their leadership.
What are the most important areas that aspiring leaders should be looking at in terms of developing leadership skills, in your view?
Well, there's a key transition that people make if they're going to become a world-class leader. So if we just want to kind of get along in our career and survive, making this transition is not a big deal. But if we aspire to be, say, top 10% or top 20% leader in our profession, then at the manager and director level, our research has indicated that a huge shift happens. And we've documented this research in Harvard Business Review in February of 2007. And what happens that a new leader should aspire for is at the beginning of our career, we're validated more for our expertise, for our action orientation, for getting things done, and for knowing things. And being more action-oriented and task-oriented in that pursuit gets validated. So that's what we need to do in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But as we move to the manager and director level, we need to change our whole approach. We need to become more integrative, more reflective, more comprehensive in our thinking, and more strategic. We need to look at multiple variables and go, what does this mean to the present, but also to the future. So we need to become more strategic. But the other thing world-class leaders become more of as their career goes along is they become more collaborative. They're able to work with and through others in a synergistic way. They're able to build teams and sustain teams and so on. So in early in our career, need to be an expert, need to get things done, we need to be task-focused, and we need to be reliable. But then we need to get ourselves ready to be more strategic and more collaborative as our roles and responsibilities expand.
Do you ever frame that as kind of a letting go personally of controlling the micro nuances of the strategy? Is that what it's about, or different?
You know, it's all growth is always about letting go, but also attaching to something new. If we just let go, you know, maybe we go into the void in a kind of, you know, enlightened state. But,
right.
You know, in business, we need to let go of something and then create something as well. And, you know, development, you know, it sounds dramatic, but human development and leadership development as we go forward is always about letting go or destroying something and then creating something new. And that's not only true for products and organizations and cultures, it's true for us as leaders. You know, we need to let go of our, you know, sense of control and being on top of everything, but we need to then attach to something new, to collaboration and strategy and vision and those kinds of things. So it's always, as we move forward, it's always a process of letting go or destroying something and then recreating something new in ourselves that creates more expanded value.
Marvelous. We're visiting with Kevin Cashman. He's the author of Leadership from the Inside Out. The website there, www.leadershipfromtheinsideout.com, just like it sounds. I wanted to dig a little bit deeper into some of the research you've been watching. What does that say about the skills relating to decision-making? And we can take these one at a time, of course. Decision-making, managing energy, dealing with change, ambiguity. That's beautiful. And the concept of measuring time and results with people and organizations, maybe if we were to take decision-making, for example.
Well, decision-making is, you know, basically what we were covering is that, you know, the thinking that supports decision-making needs to get more comprehensive as we go along. We need to slow down to go fast. We need to look at multiple variables and synthesize them into some new reality, and that's what we call integrative thinking needs to improve. But at the same time, we need to be more connected as human beings and more collaborative. So if those two things are growing, we're getting more input from the collaboration, which gives us a wider range of things to look at and therefore synthesize. And then we go from the emotional connection where people trust us and share information with us, and then we go into more of a mental synthesizing, higher order processing mode that can pull all that together to come up with a new strategy. So those are the two aspects of enhancing decision making as we advance in our career and things get more complex.
I'm particularly interested in the dealing with change and ambiguity piece of this. How does that work?
Well, research says that's the most important thing right now. In fact, all sorts of research, one of our companies in our group at Korn Ferry is Lominger International. And Lominger International isolated what are the competencies, because they're a kind of world-class competency organization, what are the competencies that are most important today, but in least supply? And they analyze this in all different ways around the world, and they identify dealing with ambiguity is that competency. It's the most important one, but it's in shortest supply with senior leaders today. Center for Creative Leadership looked at it a different way, and they did a similar study, and their conclusion was dealing with complexity is the number one issue, and they're very similar. Mm-hmm. Because as when we only relate to the complexity, things look really ambiguous.
That's
but,
right.
But then as we start to see the themes and start to synthesize, we can bring clarity to that, and leadership is really about, on the mental level, bringing clarity to ambiguity, and on the emotional level, it's about bringing hope to ambiguity. And leaders that can bring those two things can engage mentally and emotionally and have the real heart and mind of leadership and really help people go beyond what is, because the vision of the mind helps people go beyond, and the sense of hope can extract us out of a situation to go beyond as well. So these characteristics, they relate to what we were talking about before, but apply it in today's world. And I can't imagine, in our lifetimes where, everyone universally is facing more ambiguity than right now. And to me, what's interesting about it is if you relate to the ambiguity, it looks pretty hopeless. But if you and you try to manage your way through it, it looks pretty hopeless. But if you really step into leadership and say, okay, how am I with who I am and what I have, how am I going to engage this change to create a kind of catalytic response between who we are and what's needed to go forward, that's when leadership gets really interesting.
Yes. I wanted to paint all of this into a historical perspective. Are there particular challenges facing business leaders today that you'd say are different than those that faced leaders in perhaps the industrial growth period during the early to mid-20th century?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I can see, when things used to be more hierarchical and, less complex, you weren't challenged as much mentally, right? And you weren't challenged as much collaboratively, because by virtue of position power, you could just get things done, and things weren't changing so quickly, so the mental intellectance wasn't as challenging. Things were more the same. But now it's a whole different thing. The level of complexity is just exploding. So the need to look at what is really going on from trying to integrate all this disparate, or disparate information, can be disparate too.
Yes.
And at the same time, stay connected with people, because the world is more collaborative on a global basis, but also within organizations. So the heroic model of leadership doesn't work as well. It's just, things move too quickly, so we have to work with and through others like never before. So it's a whole different thing, and it presses us on all levels, because it it's pressing the development of our mind, and it's pressing the development of our hearts too, both at the same time. And the great thing about it is that it's pressing human development. It's pressing us to become whole people in order to be whole, effective leaders. And so that's a great thing, and it's challenging, but it's requiring us to be more in order to lead more effectively.
I wanted to take an opportunity for you to tell us a little bit more about Leadership from the Inside Out. That is the book, now in its second edition. What can we expect inside Leadership from the Inside Out?
Well, you can expect an experience. And, you know, a lot of books are, you know, great from a conceptual standpoint, but they don't really create an experience. And because we've been coaching people around the world now for 30 years, we didn't want a book to just be a bunch of concepts, even though there's plenty of concepts, there's plenty of research in it to support everything. It's really an interactive coaching experience. So you go through seven what we call areas of mastery, personal mastery, purpose mastery, interpersonal mastery, change mastery, resilience mastery, and action mastery. And as you go through this, it's really an experience of growing as a whole person to grow as a whole leader. So every chapter will ground it in concepts and research, but then actually take you through an interactive journey, much like working with a coach, that you can learn and reflect and translate that into a plan. Because we've learned over the years, you know, it's great to build awareness and insight, but that's only the beginning. It's not sufficient. Then we have to build commitment to get emotionally attached to bringing out a strength or working on a development area. Yeah. And then we have to learn, well, after we're aware and committed, what do we do? What's the practice that, you know, could sustain us and actually be transformative as that practice accumulates over time? So that's what you get in this book. You get the whole construct that is supported by research, but then you get an actual experience that you can interact with and make an impact on who you are as a person and who you are as a leader.
Thanks. I've started it, and it's quite extraordinary. And finally, I wanted to touch on Korn Ferry International. This is a premier global provider of leadership and talent consulting services. You're a senior partner with the firm, Los Angeles-based. Tell me about the work the company does and what you'd like our listeners to know.
Well, Korn Ferry International, they're now the largest executive search business in the world by about 30%.
Wow.
So that's the core business. And several years ago, they had the vision to see that the acquisition of talent is very important. The search part of the practice is crucial for organizations, but it's only the beginning. And to acquire talent and then onboard talent and then develop talent and retain talent and then optimize that talent in the organization is the real work of the business. And once they saw that strategy, then they started to acquire businesses like ourselves. I was the founder of LeaderSource and joined 2 years ago. They also have an assessment methodology where they partner with a group called Decision Dynamics on a tool called Decision Styles, and now have assessed 1.5 million leaders around the world.
Wow.
They acquired Lominger International, which is the, you know, best in the world on competencies and different leadership development tools and also on learning agility. And recently, just last week, acquired Lore International, which is just a terrific leadership development, executive coaching, and executive education firm. So now we've brought together all of these resources, and now we can bring them to global clients around the world in, you know, 40 countries and 80 different offices that we have. So the vision of this is to be the premier talent management consulting firm in the world. And the area that I'm focused in is with a group that's focused on leadership and talent consulting.
Thanks for that. We've been visiting with Kevin Cashman. He's the author of Leadership from the Inside Out, now in its second edition. The website there, www.leadershipfromtheinsideout.com, just like it sounds. He's also a senior partner at Korn Ferry International. Kevin, thanks so much for lending your expertise to the Small Biz Brain.
Well, thank you, David, and I look forward to connecting again.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it.
Small Biz America!
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America.
Small Biz!
Small Biz Central.